This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tommy Curran, WEEI Afternoons, discussing Stephon Diggs. Leaving New England without a contract. I think we had this one right yesterday, Keith.
My guess is he doesn't return to New England with a contract.
How many more visits do you think he gets after this one? I haven't read anything yet, in fairness, but I think this visit was mutually beneficial.
Sure.
Diggs gets his name out there. He's on a visit to New England. Patriots get linked to a wide receiver. People can put their pitchforks away for a day. And I think it was a mutually beneficial visit where they had no real intent on signing the player.
I think they think it's mutually beneficial. I don't think
Right.
For the Patriots, it is that great because it runs counter to everything you were doing before. It makes us really question why you were out on other guys like DK Metcalf or trading a late round pick for Cooper Kupp or what was wrong with Deebo Samuel for a fifth. Like all these other guys you were out on. You're explaining it away. It's like, well, we need to start over. We need like a lot of good guys. You're like, I don't love it, but okay, that's your plan. Now it's like, here's Steph Diggs, who is like kind of, you know, burned bridges the last couple teams he's been on. So you're like, all right, you're bringing him in now? And then you're not going to get him. So then it's like, all right, you need a receiver and you don't get him. Whereas Steph Diggs, great. He does a visit. Maybe he gets another visit or two, then signs with that next team and, you know, gets either the Hopkins contract or a little bit better than that, and everybody moves on with their day. But for the Patriots, they might think it looks good, but I don't think fans are like, oh, phew, talk to Diggs.
But so that's what I mean. Right. I don't know how it's going to play with fans. I think it makes them look like total frauds, but in their mind, I think they view it as mutually beneficial.
Yes.
But they also viewed the dynasty as a good idea.
Well, That one got away from him.
Kraft thought that press conference last week was a good idea. So, like, I don't think their decision-making is always
He did get Morgan Moses holding his jersey up, though. So that was pretty good.
He did.
Those things are going to be flying off the shelves at the pro shop.
I don't think their decision-making is always sound, but I think that's how they viewed it. It's mutually beneficial to bring in Steph Diggs. And what do you mean we weren't interested in any receivers? We had Steph Diggs visit. I think that's how they look at it.
We made Chris Godwin an offer, and we talked to Steph Diggs.
Exactly.
Great. You ended up with Mac Hollins. So the receiver thing has been a bit of a mess so far.
It has been.
Which circles back to what we're talking about with why I think a lot of people are connecting Travis Hunter to them. It's because they've missed on all these. They've either had no interest for some reason, or the ones they have had interest in, they haven't been able to get. So that's why they're like, well, they got to get somebody, right?
Yeah. Text line is taking exception with a couple of things. Number one, they said Noah, this guy has sent a lot of texts and it's a long explanation, so I'm not going to read them all. But one guy is adamant that no team will draft Travis Hunter in the top 10 unless they're playing him on both sides of the football. They won't do it to play him on one side of the ball.
So
do you agree with that?
I don't. I think I'm really hopeful, and because he did it to like such a high level and played so many snaps, I feel like teams will at least give him an opportunity to do it. But if you just said he's a corner, I think he'd be worth the top 10 pick.
Me too.
Right? He's probably the first or maybe the second best corner at worst in the draft. That's a premium position. And in this draft in particular, I think that would get you in the top 10.
Yeah, so I think he's worth a top 10 pick. So I disagree with that, yeah. But I see you, sir. You're very adamant.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I will agree to disagree.
Okay.
The other thing is, Jones, please go ahead and try to explain why you don't like Hunter as a wide receiver. Better numbers than Tet while playing full-time on defense, too. Yeah, his numbers were very good. And I think he can be... certainly a jump ball guy who you can target because of his athleticism. He's not the biggest receiver, but I think you can target him and, you know, he's athletic enough to make jump ball catches in the end zone. You can target him that way. I also think he's a great and exceptional run after catch guy.
That's what I think is what separates him.
Because
is like, yeah.
His runaway speed, and you could see that on film in college. Just watching him at Colorado. You could see that. He has breakaway speed. His run after the catch is spectacular. But... is that more gadget receipt? Like, is he a polished route runner? Can he get open? Or is he just a guy you swing the pass out to and you expect him to make a bunch of guys miss and take it to the house all the time? Like, that's not the kind of receiver I want in the top five.
But that's also why, like, Andy's a corner.
No, you know what I'm saying?
So, for this team right now, I don't know if they have a guy on the team, barring, like, just horrible tackling, that you can throw the ball a five-yard pass, he's going to take it to the house. That's not Pop Douglas's game. That's not Kayshon Booty's game. No, Jalen Polk won't even catch it.
The best guy on the team is probably Marcus Jones with that.
Yeah, seriously, it probably is. So, I feel like with Travis Hunter, you're talking about, like, how do you make Drake May look a little bit better? Like, that's one thing. Like, Bo Nix, as much as I like him, he did have a lot of that last year where he'd throw it out there and then the receivers would make plays for him. And then you're like, oh, nice 60-yard pass. You're like, well, he threw it 10 yards. You're like, fine.
Right.
He did a lot at Oregon, right? Yep. Did a ton of it at Oregon. But I think Drake May needs all the help he can get. And Travis Hunter is a guy that can make you, the quarterback, look a lot better.
So I believe in Travis Hunter as a prospect, more as a corner than a wide receiver.
I
was just answering I would nitpick him as a receiver. I didn't see a lot of route running at Colorado.
And the fact that Shedeur Sanders threw the ball more than anybody in college football last year because they didn't run the ball. So he got way more opportunity to catch the ball.
Yeah. I think if anybody out of the two is overrated, it's Shedeur Sanders, not Travis Hunter.
Right. Who benefited more from the other?
I think Travis Hunter helped almost... Now, he plays differently, but like Mike Evans and Johnny Manziel. Like, I think it was one of those
things. Yeah.
Like, he got the ball a lot.
Like Shedeur.
Not really.
Interesting.
I'm lower on Shedeur Sanders.
I also really like Johnny Football on that draft, so maybe I'm not the best.
So I like Johnny Football, too, but then I think we were all proven like, oh, wait, the receiver can make him. Like, you know, T.O. with Jeff Garcia. Like, who made who? Like, I think it's pretty clear.
Jeff Garcia. Nice career.
Yeah, I think he was a two-time Pro Bowler because of Terrell Owens.
Did he not go anywhere else and play well? Was he only good in San Francisco?
But... yeah. I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
You're going to look that up?
I was about to.
He played for the Dolphins for a hiccup?
I thought he played for the Eagles maybe for a minute.
That sounds right. Was he bad there?
I don't know. Did he also have T.O.?
You know what? You got me there.
But also, going back to the Ted Travis Hunter thing, what stats was Travis Hunter better in outside of just touchdown catches?
I don't know.
I
was taking the text line word for it. I don't even know.
I also
don't really care about... I mean, you want some numbers in college, but I don't... I'm not a slave to the college stats. I'm not.
No, he was.
You know who had horrible college numbers and is awesome in the NFL? Lab McConkey. Like terrible, like 700 yards a year at Georgia.
Yeah, but he was awesome in the playoff.
True.
He only was good with the.
I'm sorry. I was just looking that
so
up.
So he made like a.
He was the comeback player of the year in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and he made a lame Pro Bowl in Tampa Bay where in 13 games he had 13 touchdown passes. So I'm not counting that.
Down NFC year.
He was made by T.O. That's fine. It happens.
That does happen. Yeah. It happened with him. Good point. Real quick on Steph Diggs, and then we'll get to some phone calls. Jordan Schultz did have this yesterday.
Trying to fight anybody?
Son of Howard Schultz.
Did he confront any other media members?
Starbucks CEO.
Yep.
Gave a swirly to Ian Rapoport.
Uh-huh.
The Patriots' visit with wide receiver Stephon Diggs has ended. And while there is no deal in place as of now, both sides intend to remain in contact.
Great. Sure. You have my number?
Yeah,
we got your number. yeah, for sure.
It's a fake number.
You'll hear back from us.
Yeah. Do not answer.
Yeah, it's been a couple days. Haven't heard.
Patriots in his phone as don't answer. As it was described to me, Jordan Schultz, this was a more of a get to know you and where you're at medically type of meeting.
Yeah, they for sure don't know Steph Diggs. Hasn't been in the league for 10 years. Didn't play in the division for a while.
I buy that less. I buy the medical thing, though.
Just sniff around the knee a little bit.
The medical thing with him is legit, though.
He's coming off a torn ACL.
But and he'll come back.
Yeah.
What's he going to look like at 32, and when is he going to play? I'm not saying the guy will never play again. Guys come back from ACLs all the time.
You think they got that little knee hammer out, and they're like, hey, you sit here, just
what are your reflexes
that?
Like?
He's like, ah! He's like, it's not healed yet. Slam it with that?
Another surgery.
Yeah, maybe.
So Yeah, I don't. If he's not ready week one, I don't have a high level of interest.
Just
in
getting
Stephon
good intel on Steph Diggs.
Yeah,
great.
Guys, I'll be in touch. Don't worry about it. 617.
No, we'll call you.
779-7937. Barry's in New Bedford. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey guys, I'm the only guy in this draft who is a true impact guy. First day he steps on the field is Abdul Carter, because you know you're going to get 10 sacks out of that guy because he's that good. Hunter is kind of confusing because, well, he plays receiver. He's raw as a route runner. He's not fast, Jones. He's quicker than fast. He has a great first step to get leverage on guys. We know about his hands and everything. As a corner, he's probably a better prospect now. The Patriots would be smart. If it drops down to 4, you sell the pick. I don't want big shorty, Will Campbell. I don't want a guy with short arms. You can't get the quarterback killed. I mean, there's a history of this. So you trade back and you acquire more picks, and then this is what the only shot they really have here, because if Carter's gone, I'm not going to take Travis Hunter, because Hunter's fine. He's a great athlete. He may be an impact player a couple of years from now. This is not a Jamar Chase or a Justin Jefferson you're getting where that guy steps on the field. That's 1,000 yards right there, and Drake May's got his number one for the next 5 years.
Okay, so Barry, even if he's a good prospect in 3 years, I think he's worth drafting.
Yeah, this team, like if they had Justin Jefferson next year, which would be great, like, what are they, winning the Super Bowl?
Right.
Like, I think they're a little bit of a work in progress.
And also, I agree. I don't think it's a bad draft. This is a bad draft.
Yeah, but I also think, like, Ashton Jeanty or Ty Warren might be good right away.
Good point.
Like, yeah, it might be impactful.
When he talks about impact,
I don't think it's just Abdul Carter.
No, true. I also think he has it wrong at the fourth pick. I mean, you can trade down, and maybe somebody would move up the board to take Travis Hunter. I'm not saying that wouldn't happen. But I think if you're hoping to mortgage that pick, you want a quarterback on the clock there, don't you? Like, you brought this up before.
Yeah, you get more if a team loves Shedeur Sanders and he's available at 4 than anybody else.
Correct.
At 4.
Yeah. Like, if you want to sell the pick for the most,
yeah.
It's not a bidding war for Travis Hunter. It's a bidding war for a quarterback.
Right.
Is what you want. Why do you prefer Hunter to Abdul Carter? If they were both available at 4, or if I was hoping for one to drop to 4, I would prefer Carter. Why do you prefer Hunter?
I love the versatility of playing both. Like, it's two premium positions. We were talking about, you know, the most important positions in football, and after quarterback, there's like 4, and this guy plays 2 of them. So, and I want to see him play as many snaps on both sides of the ball as possible. I think Abdul Carter could certainly be good, and I would take him way before I would take Will Campbell. Like, that's maybe the only other guy I would take over best toss available would be Abdul Carter. But I'm hoping that Terrell Williams and Mike Vrabel and the current defensive line they have are going to be able to generate enough of a pass rush where you can then go out and get somebody like Travis Hunter who can help your quarterback, which Abdul Carter is not helping your quarterback.
If the Patriots are, it sounds like they're drafting for need.
Well, they have a lot of needs,
Hunter
though.
Is a bigger need at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Than Abdul Carter is on the D-line. So that would be consistent with at least what it seems like they're getting ready to do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan is in Manchester. Hello, Ryan.
What's up, guys? I feel a little bit on the sellers here. I feel a little bit bad for Wick. Yeah, I started thinking about it a little bit today. I feel like he might be the real life Billy Madison, and the party's over. But people are missing the mark on this. And you go back to Vrabel, who he is as a coach, the DNA of how he makes up his teams, what he said at his introductory press conference. This is not a team that's going to throw the ball. I think he said 40 times a game. That's not how they're going to win football games. They're going to play defense, or they're going to run the ball. And I'm absolutely convinced at this point, I didn't like it at first, they're drafting that Aston Genty. He wants a Derrick Henry-esque ball control playing defense. And if you start to think about it, it makes a ton of sense. They say he's the best prospect in the last 5-7 years of running back. It helps Drake May out. These guys are not winning right away. You can't think of this as, you know, this is a long-term thing. And if you look how the Colts back in the day kind of grew their team with Manning, and they got Edgerrin James, and this is a process. It's going to be a rebuild, and Genty might actually be a great pick. What do you guys think?
Okay. If Hunter and Carter are gone and the Patriots are on the clock at 4, I would have zero problem taking Genty. Now, ideally, you move down and you get a few more assets, and maybe it's Shedeur Sanders, maybe it's Hunter or somebody. People are moving up, or I guess if Hunter was on the clock, I would want that. So maybe it's Shedeur Sanders, you trade down, you get Genty at 6, and you get an extra draft pick. I would rather that. But if you're stuck at 4 and Hunter and Carter are gone, I'd love Aston Genty.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would too. I would think that's a spot where maybe you can get more if you move down and still get the guy. Like, really, anybody besides Carter or Hunter, I think you could get lower. But you also don't want to get too cute, right? And we've killed Bill for that before. Yeah. So, like, if you just take Genty there, I guess I'd sign up for it. Now, the one thing, too, is when Mike Vrabel's teams are at their best, now they have Derrick Henry, but they had A.J. Brown, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they did have a true number one receiver. I get what he's saying about he made it pretty clear, like, we're not just going to chuck it all around. And clearly, by going out and getting somebody like Milton Williams, like, they want to win up front on both sides. But it does help the whole offense when you have a true number one. I think he does value that still. I think he values it more than, like, Belichick did.
Oh, I totally agree with that. But remember how they got A.J. Brown? He was a second-round pick.
Yep.
So if you're talking, and look, he inherited Derrick Henry, so it's not like he took Derrick Henry at 4.
No, he did not. In fact, he thought Deion Lewis was better early on in that season.
Right.
So
Henry was a second-round pick? What was he?
Derrick Henry was also a second-round pick, yeah.
Yeah, so he also might believe that we can find our next A.J. Brown in round 2. That's where we found the first one. We can find him in round 2. But I agree with you. He definitely values wide receiver more than Belichick, and he might value it more than we realize. I wonder if he has a point, though, about emphasizing the running game, and they don't have the personnel to do that right now.
Do you think the Eagles are sort of an anomaly? Because if you look at the teams that struggled to pass last year, and I know sometimes overall stats can be a little misleading because bad teams have to throw a lot at the end of games, but the Patriots were the worst passing team in the league last year. The Bears, the Panthers, they were all in the bottom. But so were the Eagles. The Eagles didn't throw for a lot, but they had Saquon freaking Barkley, who had a 2,000-yard rushing season, and they had a good running quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, unless you're going to that, like, are you willing to, like, open it up and have Drake May run for that much, and do you really trust one of your running backs to have that kind of production? I know it's a copycat league. I think they're, in that regard, a little bit of a outlier. I think you might be better off kind of throwing it around. Like Detroit, I know ultimately didn't get there, but Detroit, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Rams, those are teams that were sort of towards the top of the league in passing. And I think that, I know they weren't the team that ultimately won it, right? So, like, you could easily throw that in my face and be like, well, the Eagles ran it and they won. But I don't know, like, it's pretty unique personnel to have Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts.
No. And
their whole offensive line, for God's sakes.
Drake May is not Jalen Hurts. I would turn him loose, though, running.
Scoot him a little bit more.
Like, I'm not afraid of that. I know some fans are afraid of that. You know, I've heard, is it Andy or Ted? Somebody on Afternoons has said, maybe it's more Hart, that, you know, you got to protect him. You can't run him so much. He needs to be able to throw.
Well, Alex Van Pelt last year with us, didn't he say he's like the most important thing is protecting Drake May?
Exactly.
And you're like, okay.
So
what about winning?
part of why I like Drake May as a prospect is because of the athleticism and the ability to run.
Yeah.
And I would turn him loose. I mean, he's not Jalen Hurts, but I would turn him loose. I would. I wonder if Vrabel will. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Vrabel, I mean, they had Tannehill, so there wasn't really much of an opportunity to do that. Did he have Mariota before that?
He did.
How much did Mariota run with?
I think a decent amount, but that's also more Mariota's game, isn't it? Like, I think you have Mariota so you will run. Or, I mean, like, if you're using him, he was drafted as a real dual threat kind of guy.
What was Vrabel's first year? 18?
2018? It was, yeah, that sounds
right.
He
was there, and hang on, 2018 was the first year.
2018 took over. Mariota was the starter that year. They went 9-7, coming off a 9-7 team. And what did Mariota run for? You see it?
I'm pulling that up right now.
Stats and info department would tell you he ran for 357 yards.
Yeah, that's low. I mean,
he ran 64 times.
Yeah, that's
low. 14 games. Deion Lewis had 155 carries. Derrick Henry, 215. So.
Well, that's true. How much would you run Mariota if you have Derrick Henry?
I was going to say, you got Derrick Henry, and you finally figured out you had Derrick Henry. So that was, he had a 1,000-yard year that year.
Huh. Okay. That's not encouraging about turning Drake May loose, I would say. Because to me, Mariota and Drake May, that's pretty similar athleticism.
Yeah.
Drake May is not Jalen Hurts. He might be closer to Mariota. That's a little disconcerting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Will is in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Will.
How's it going? I just want to talk about the Diggs interview.
Yeah.
What a great move that would be. That guy's an absolute dog. We need someone like that in the locker room. He's got a good rep with the ladies. We need something like that in New England.
Okay. That's true, he does.
He's got a good rep with the ladies.
Cardi
bad,
B?
Bad rep with his teammates. Some sisters.
Well, yeah, that's true. They did not want it again?
And his health.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a bum knee. He's got a bum knee right now, but that's all right. No, you and I, you're preaching to the choir on this. You and I want Steph Diggs. We just don't think they're going to actually sign him.
Well, you
don't want him, but like if it's him or nothing, you would take him. Okay,
exactly.
So maybe, all right, I want him, you would take him.
And my fear has nothing to do with he's a diva and he's going to demand targets. That has nothing to do with it. It's about his health. Like, that's 100% it for me. And to, I guess, to a lesser degree, his age, like, but that combination.
Do you think he has more left in the tank than Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne and guys like that when they got him?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but when
but it's closer to that.
Is he going to play week six? Like, when's he coming back is my point.
Well, so, that's why they were poking around the knee yesterday.
I agree. But if you're asking me what my real fear is with Diggs, it's that. But if you told me Diggs was going to be back week one and he was going to be in Drake May's face demanding targets, I'd be like, yeah, sure, go get him. I'm on board with that.
Get them targets.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care about a receiver demanding targets. That does not bother me.
Well, I do if it's somebody like Jalen Polk.
Well, good point. A good receiver demanding targets.
Yeah, there we go.
But, yeah, I mean, at some point there's diminishing returns on that. If it's in the middle of a playoff game and the guy's airing out your quarterback and there's a bad relationship there, well then, okay, come talk to me. But on a crummy team like this, I am not afraid of a diva wide receiver. 617-779-7937. He's got that dog in him, Keith.
He sure does.
And a good reputation with the ladies.
Yes, he does. That would be amazing, though, if he had Cardi B and Megan.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say
having in the same.
A good reputation with the ladies would be amazing. I was like, yeah, that would be nice.
No, that'd be nice. Ship has sailed, Jones. I'm not really worried about that for myself anymore, but I'm just saying for the city. That would really kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
You had Cardi B at all the games?
Yeah, all of a sudden, Boston. What a place.
Awesome.
Cardi B. Yep. Megan Thee Stallion.
Do you think
it can be the ring bell, bear, like, ringer?
Yes,
it is.
The lighthouse.
Yeah, the lighthouse.
Cardi bear. B.
Oh, great call.
And the lighthouse.
Tremendous call.
And then CBS cuts to Robert and Jonathan and Cardi B in the owner's box. Great.
617-779-7937. We have two matchups for you available right now in the Jones and Keith bracket.
Oh,
we're
on to
the Sweet 16.
Yes.
How about that? We have not a ton of upsets in the football region. So we have a 1-4 matchup in the Sweet 16 in the football region. The Chargers, their Powder Blues against the Oilers. Their, what were you calling it earlier? Sky Blue?
Sky Blue.
Not to call everything powder blue.
Is that a robin's egg blue?
Yeah. So that matchup is available at Jones and Keith.
Don't forget, they got the oil Derek on the helmet.
Oh, it's a
big old oil Derek.
We never tell anybody how to vote.
Influencing the vote.
But
I'm just pointing out what it is.
Don't forget about the oil Derek
don't
is all
forget.
We're saying.
It's not just the jersey and the pants. It's also the helmet or the hats.
Yeah, those
in
two.
Baseball. Yeah.
Very important.
Yep.
Speaking of baseball, the baseball region, it is the Expos versus the Red Sox
region. This will be telling. This will be really telling.
Yeah, the voting, it's telling all right so far.
What are you guys doing? Not what team do you like more? What uniform do you like more? Outrageous.
Again, not that we would ever tell you how to vote.
No, but come on.
Just don't vote for the Boston teams.
Or stop voting for them. I think they've gotten as far as they should. Maybe with the exception of Pat Patriot.
Yeah, Patriot can keep cooking. Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, this is your time. But again, we would never tell you how to vote. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter, you can see the full bracket on
Andre
Instagram.
Andre the Hawk Twitter. Dawson and Tim Rock Reigns in that photo. Nice one, Bill.
Nice. Real nice. So you can vote there. We'll update the full bracket coming your way.
A couple of Hall of Famers in
at it. 11:45. And coming up next to Friday, which means we have a 4-pack of questions right after Trending with Billy Laney.